stop them, sisters.
A man strolls forth from the shadows, pole, blue eyes. Sorry. A man strolls forth from the shadows, pale blue eyes.
No, shadows, pale blue eyes.
Okay, that was just a trial. A man strolls forth from the shadows, pale blue eyes gleaming in the light of a single gas lamp that illuminates the squalor of one of Cerulean's. Cerulean's back streets.
Well, how did you find me?
How did you find me?
No, I see. How did you find me? Don't be messing. It's not funny. Don't mess, it's not funny.
I was a beggar.
No, you have to talk properly, otherwise, you know.
You can't go, oh, beggar. So we're doing that again.
Alright, we'll start again.
Because you're not taking it seriously.
You have to take it
seriously. And I'm not going to take your own seriously. You want to take my own seriously.
Okay, fair enough. Right. A man strolls forth from the shadows, pale blue eyes a-gleaming in the light of a single gas lamp that illuminates the squalor of one of Cerulea's back streets.
How did you find me?
An old beggar.
Damn Zanon. I told him to keep my location a secret.
I come to seek advice.
I am not one to be sought for such a thing. I've seen horrors that you never will, but that does not make me suitable to give advice.
Yes, I fear.
I have fear.
I have come for you.
To you. We've gone through this. You're messing again.
I know.
You're sitting there.
Remember it.
Go on, do it again. You do remember it, because we've done it about 20 times.
Say your line again, that I'm not one.
I am not one to be soft for such a thing. I see the horrors that you never will, but that does not make me suitable to give advice.
Yes, I have come.
I'll do that again.
Okay, I think we should start again. When you have to take this seriously now, Lance, right?
You have to
take
it seriously.
Katniss is there. She's going to climb up my leg. It doesn't matter. Just, right? Let's laugh it out. It shouldn't work.
Sorry, but I will.
Don't lock her in now, okay? She oops. Right. Okay? So serious now. So do you know your lines off by heart?
Yes.
But why don't I stand by him and prompt him if he needs it? Would that not make sense? Stop messing now. Stand up straight.
Stop.
Come on.
It's funny.
Do you want to do it or not? Because
I'm
going to
do your play if you don't do it.
I'm going to watch telly if you don't want to do it. Do you not? Right, okay, I'm the narrator then. A man strolls forth from the shadows, pale blue eyes a-gleaming in the light of a single gas lamp that illuminates the squalor of one of Cerulea's back streets.
How did you find me?
An old beggar.
Damn Zanon, I told him to keep my location a secret.
I have come to seek advice.
I am not one to be sought for such a thing. I've seen horrors that you never will, but that does not make me suitable to give advice.
Yes, I have come to see you.
You expect me to take that as a sign that I am suitable? I do not believe in fate. I have killed too much for that fickle belief to remain.
Just hear me out!
Very well. Callie has been speaking to me. Jeez.
Callie has been speaking to me.
Callie is dead. He knows this big word. That she has manifested.
I fear that she has manifested in me.
Yes. Come here.
The samurai watches as Durzo steps forward and places his hands on his temples.
I see her.
What do I need to do?
Die.
Why to die?
That's the whole thing. Callie's evil.
Good number.